You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Ballet Idaho is getting set to start its latest season. The company's first performance of 2019 will be this Friday in Boise. Joining me live in studio to talk about the upcoming season are Garrett Anderson, the company's artistic director, dancer Jessica Solikowski, and Liberty Clouch, Ballet Idaho's marketing director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Well, first, Garrett, I want to start with you. This is your first season with the ballet, so welcome to Idaho, to Boise. What's it been like so far?
It's been wonderful. Boise is a great place for us to land. We've been moving around for most of our professional lives, mm-hmm. and we have two little boys now. And in addition to the community and the arts being so engaging and welcoming, we've just found Boise as a place to be really kind and a wonderful place to be.
That Boise nice.
That's right.
So tell me about Friday's performance. It's called Redefine, correct?
Right. Well, we chose the title Redefine for a few reasons. The identity of the company is being newly defined this season under my direction. I'm bringing in several new choreographers, as well as carrying on some of the traditions that the ballet had established under its former director, Peter Nastos. But the title also refers to the vitality of the art form in that it is constantly evolving, and it must restate and redefine the relevance of the work as it does so. So this is why I'm interested in a lot of the contemporary work that you'll see in the show, and as well for classical work, especially in classical work that approaches movement with that sense of purpose and vitality that I'm interested in.
So with Garrett and you, Jessica, being one of the dancers, you've been with Ballet Idaho for 11 years.
Yeah.
Right? So what's it like what's different when you look at contemporary ballet versus traditional ballet?
Well, I think the foundation is very similar with classical ballet. You're working on your form and lines to make it all very pleasing for the audience. And then with classical or more contemporary works, you need that training to make the movements more dynamic, mm-hmm. a little bit lower to the ground, more character. You use a lot more breath work to execute the steps a little differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's it been like in the 11 years with being with the ballet? How has it changed and evolved over that time?
I think we've only been growing better. We've been collaborating with stores, local musicians.
No, that's okay. Yeah. And Liberty, I wanted to ask you, being the marketing director, how have you seen even who comes to the ballet change?
That's a good question. So I'm actually relatively new. I started right about when Garrett did, which has been exciting because we were both able to kind of collaborate mm-hmm. on what we wanted this to look like. And that's definitely something that I'm really focused on is broadening the audience and really redefining what dance and what ballet means to a lot of people who might hear the word and think, oh, I'm not interested in ballet. Mm-hmm. And just really challenging that idea that it definitely does involve point shoes and tights and tutus, but it's so much more than that. And there's so many more dynamic and interesting things that they can be engaged with, mm-hmm. finding that younger demographic.
And I have to say, whenever I've experienced the ballet, I'm sitting in the audience, let's be clear, it's the athleticism mm-hmm. that I think sometimes if you see just a poster or even if you see it on television, it's not the same as experiencing it in person, and you see what athletes these dancers are.
Right. We actually have a series of videos right now that are highlighting some of the qualities that we've been talking about. One of them is the athleticism and how not only in this program, but I think in all of the work, there are ways in which ballet and dance as a whole embodies these characteristics. And some of them we commonly do associate with dance. But I think the ways that those are demonstrated and embodied can sometimes surprise people. I think what unites all the work is that the experience of sitting in the audience, like you were mentioning, mm-hmm. is really an experience. You're not just coming to observe and be entertained from a distance. I think the works across the breadth of, you know, stylistic variety that we're offering, I think all of them really draw you in this kind of immersive experience. So hopefully people leave the theater with that rather than just as an observer.
Right. I'm speaking with Garrett Anderson, the Ballet Idaho's artistic director, dancer Jessica Salikowski, and Liberty Clouch, Ballet Idaho's marketing director. So, Liberty, talk to me about what is in the works for the upcoming season. Because so Friday, Redefine, will be at the Morrison Center in Boise.
Yes, it's Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m.
And then what else is coming up this season?
So after Redefine, our next program will be in March. It is called New Dance Inside View, and that will actually be at the Ballet Idaho Theater in the Esther Simplot Performing Arts Academy. It's a smaller theater, about 200 seats, so it's a really lovely, intimate experience. You get to really hear the dancer's breath and kind of experience that in a different way than the Morrison Center. And that will really focus on the work that is created by our dancers working as choreographers and our artistic staff. So it's a really neat perspective to see. Yeah. And then we'll have in April, we have our fashion show fundraiser, which is always a great time. And we'll have more information about that on our website. But it's we partner with local businesses and our dancers act as models. And we have some dance performances and a silent auction. And it's always a really interesting night.
Yeah.
And then in May, we have Cinderella at the Morrison Center, which will be the 3rd and 4th. Which I know a lot of people are looking forward to, and it's a great family experience.
That's what I was just going to ask you. How critical is it to have things like Cinderella, where, you know, every little kid knows who Cinderella is, but to get them just in seats to experience this?
Well, I think it's really important, not only from, you know, just a sustainability perspective in that we want our audience to remain engaged and
right.
we want families to be there. But it's also inspiring the next generation, not only of audience members, but of dancers. And I know for me that, you know, seeing a live performance, which it wasn't Cinderella, it was the other Prokofiev ballet, Romeo and Juliet. But I remember just being so blown away by that theatrical experience, not only seeing the dancing and the athleticism that impressed me so much, but also just seeing a story come to life on stage and through the medium of dance and ballet. And I didn't know that it could move me that way. So I think even at a very young age, that can really awaken in a young person. And hopefully Cinderella and all of our shows do that.
And we have...
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. We have a really great program by special invitation and our Learning Through Dance programs where we bring students in from schools to watch part of Cinderella or part of the Nutcracker. And it's always so kind of amazing and inspiring to see their responses and to see how engaged they are in the audience.
And to hear their questions.
That's yes.
And that's what I was going to ask you about, because my kiddos have experienced the Nutcracker in a school situation like that. And it is. It's been fascinating just to hear them talk about, you know, experiencing this, but also experiencing it without mom and dad, which I think sometimes gives them a different perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they maybe feel a little more open with their friends there and they can laugh at all the jokes and, you know.
It makes it different.
Yeah.
Jessica, what's it like for you to perform at the Morrison Center versus performing in a smaller venue like at Esther Simplot?
Well, it's nice to be in our own theater where we have our own studios and space, a little bit more freedom. And then the huge, large scale at the Morrison Center, the way you have to just travel and move to fill the space is challenging, yet a lot of fun. And to see that many people in the audience at a time is really rewarding. Whereas in that smaller theater, sometimes you can notice people that you know.
Yeah.
So that's got to be interesting, though, what you said about, I mean, your movements have to be so much, I would think, bigger and maybe more dramatic when you're on a huge stage.
Yeah, similar to facial expressions as well.
I think just the energy, like the presence that you have to command on a stage that size. And it's sort of the scale of the work is important, but also the way that the dancers are embodying that energy. We talk about that a lot in the studio.
And Liberty, so Redefine, tickets still available for Friday and Saturday?
Tickets are still available. You can go to the Morrison Center box office or call them. It's 426-1110. You can also visit the Ballet Idaho website, which is just balletidaho.org, to get more information, a ticket link. They are going quickly, but there are still some out there, so hopefully everybody gets
them. And you have season tickets too, correct? People can use season tickets as well.
Definitely. And at this point, we have had a couple of shows, but we can still prorate that, you know, season membership package that we have. So I always encourage that. Then you get to pick your seats ahead of time, and you know you're sitting exactly where you want to sit.
which makes a difference.
Yeah, it does.
I want to thank you guys for coming in today and chatting about Ballet Idaho. It's always fun to go and watch a performance. So thank you, my guest today, Garrett Anderson, the company's new artistic director, dancer Jessica Salikowski, and Liberty Clouch, Ballet Idaho's marketing director. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.